This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Doug Roberson is joining us here on Dukes and Bell to talk about our next match, which is tomorrow night, 8:30 kick right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Doug, as hot as we've been, you know, everybody's watching around the league and seeing what's going on. Last week we found a way to penetrate what seemed to be an impenetrable defense, and then an avalanche of goals. But what are you expecting against the Chicago Fire tomorrow night?
I'm expecting something similar. Chicago doesn't have a lot of speed, particularly on the back line. And, of course, Atlanta does with Martinez and Almiron and Dejaba as he plays, and Barco and Nagbe, and it just goes on and on. I just don't think the Fire are going to have enough speed on defense and enough to threaten on offense what has become a really, really powerful Atlanta United team.
Doug Roberson with us here from the AJC. So, Doug, style makes the fight. Much like Montreal, what you're telling me is they literally parked the bus, big bunch of bodies out there in front of the goal, and they'll try to get us on a counter here and there.
Yeah, that was an interesting game. I spoke with Leandro Gonzalez-Perez in the locker room immediately after the Montreal game and asked him point blank, was that about as frustrating a game as you've ever experienced? And he said yes. So they just didn't want to try. He said it's not soccer. And then Greg Garza earlier this week said the same thing. That was about as frustrated as they've been, partly because Montreal did park the bus, but partly because they did it so well. It took a great pass from Nagbe and a great play and initiative by McCann, a center back who was almost in the goalie box on that header that led to the penalty kick that tied the game, and then the kind of the dam broke, and Atlanta United poured it on them. I suspect Chicago is going to try to do the same thing, play 9-10 guys behind the ball, and see if they could somehow beat Atlanta United down the field on a counter. I'm just not sure they're going to be able to do it.
Doug, let me ask you about, you know, as far as the depth and how Tata is going to deal with rotating guys in and out. What do you think that should look like? Or does this just give him options depending on who we're playing? It seems like more teams are adapting to what we're doing more so than we are adapting to what they're doing based on how we play. We've been playing this lately.
Yeah, the opponents are adapting, but Atlanta United continues to find ways to get results. They're, unbeaten in seven, I think, with six wins. Is that right? 6-1-1, I think? Yeah, that's right. Teams can continue to try that bunker approach, but Atlanta United continues to find ways to beat it. Julian Gressel and Greg Garza are flanking opponents and delivering good crosses, and if the opponents stretch out wide, then, for example, Tata counters the bring-in of Dejaba and off the bench last week to pair with Martinez to really work those channels in between the central defenders. It's kind of a pick your poison if you're an opponent now. You've got to kind of just say, well, I'm going to put my best 11 out there and let skill go after skill and see who wins. It's a pretty fascinating thing. And now that Atlanta United has a fully healthy roster with Escobar back, Dejaba back, Martino's starting 11, I think, is going to depend upon a lot what he expects he's going to see from the opponent. Chicago will typically run two center forwards, which means that Atlanta United is likely going to continue with the 5-3-2 that's worked so well since week two.
So, Doug, basically like watching a Real Madrid, a Barcelona, a Man City, or Liverpool, you almost wish we had a rule for five subs in the second half because we've just got that much talent.
Yeah, Martino joked that he was asked about petitioning MLS to play 14 guys. So you can get Dejaba and Gressel and Nagbe and Lorilitz and Barco and everybody on the field at the same time. And he said that's not a bad idea. Maybe as they continue to add referees to the game, they'll eventually let us add some players. So that was a pretty funny line from Martino.
Ta-ta. Doug Roberson's with us here from the AJC. Read his stuff. Get your fix on United in the AJC. And, of course, we've got the game Saturday night from Chi-Town right here on the game. Doug, what about, though, I mean, is there one guy? Because we were asking this the other day. We're talking to Jason Longshore. We talked to Darren Eales. Who would be the MVP aside from Miggy? I love the job that Julian Gressel has done. He really seems to be a guy stirring the drink with those service from the right side.
Yeah, no, Gressel's having a fantastic season. I think I would probably go with Parkhurst as MVP. He missed that first game in which they were beaten 4-0, and since then they've only allowed 5 goals, I think it is, maybe 6. I'd have to do the math again. He's just been invaluable. He's still got enough speed. He's got the savvy. He's got the positioning and the communication and the organizational skills. But that Atlanta United defense is playing better than probably anybody in Major League Soccer right now. They still have those little mind lapses, but they're playing well.
Yeah, Parkhurst has been a big part of it. It's funny, when we were in Nashville for that friendly, he was sitting up in the suite with Mike and I. We were just kind of talking about, you know, the team and things. And at that point, you know, we didn't know whether he was going to be available. But you're right. They go to Houston, they get, you know, humiliated, and things have been completely different since he's been in that lineup. Doug, let me ask you, as we talk Atlanta United here on Dukes and Bell, about, you know, more importantly, the offense of Barco and what you've seen. Now we've had a little bit more of a sample of Barco. What do you think?
I think he's going to be really, really good. He's got such an amazing ability to dribble the ball and not lose control while keeping his head up to look for passes. And he's got moves. I mean, he put a couple of moves on some Montreal guys. I've never seen this one particular move. He was dribbling, I think it's to his right, and the defender was shadowing him, and he just planted both feet in the ground and put on the brakes, and the defender slid right by, and suddenly the middle was right open. He's got an unbelievable ability. He's got a quick spurt over 10 to 20 yards that can get him past the defender and into space. He is going to be, I think, a fantastic player in Major League Soccer, and one that, you know, $15 million is a lot of money. And Atlanta United won't know if that investment is worth it until they get the chance to possibly sell him for a profit. But right now, it looks like a pretty smart investment.
Again, about Barco, just real quick, Doug, we've got about 30 seconds left. I know this is kind of a tricky question, but will Barco truly come into full fruition once Miggy's gone?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think he will, and we're assuming that Miggy's gone. He's not going to be sold in the summer transfer window. I'm 100% convinced of that. Atlanta United is in the running for the MLS Cup and Supporter Shield. He's not going anywhere. If he gets sold in the January window, Barco can step into that role. He's a different type of player. But you could argue almost that he's a more complete player because he can use both feet. He's got the dribbling ability, the passing ability. He's yet to see the shooting ability, but he hasn't need to show that off yet.
Doug, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, man. We'll be talking to you next week as this journey continues. United, the hottest team in MLS. Again, they play the Chicago Fire tomorrow, guys. You can listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, Doug, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.